here I am, quite simply, at the most beautiful building in the world. It's been described as a teardrop on the face of eternity. Rudyard Kipling said it was the embodiment of all things pure. But one thing's for sure, it's enough to attract 3 million tourists a year. And I can tell you that on video it looks great, but in reality it looks absolutely amazing. It really is the most beautiful building in the world, despite, it has to be said, the most horrendous security I've ever been through. You're not even allowed to bring in a notebook because they don't want people making drawings of the thing. Anyway, that's what it is. I'm going to do a bit more exploring. Well, I'm being very, very naughty here. That's why I'm speaking quietly, because videography is strictly prohibited. As you can see, there are loads of people here. But actually, it doesn't seem that crowded. Although the security guards are very keen on moving people along very quickly. From a distance, it looks great. But it's also very impressive close up. The whole building is of course clad in beautiful marble, but inlaid into the marble are semi-precious stones, mainly in the shapes of leaves and flowers. Now it is almost 400 years old, so to keep it in pristine condition it requires constant renovation. Hence the scaffolding that can be seen, especially on one of the minarets. Now the tourists have to either walk barefoot or cover their shoes so as not to damage the marble. But interestingly, although the workmen are wearing hard hats, they are also barefoot. However, the renovation of the marble surface of the Taj may not be enough to save this iconic building. The foundations are actually made of wood. And because the nearby river is drying up, this is causing the foundations to rot. So some experts believe it is only a matter of time that this iconic building will collapse. So, if you haven't been to see the Taj Mahal for yourself, perhaps you better get there soon before it's too late.